at jthurbershow.com. I'd like to thank Slim for coming in. You can get his record from Rosie's Records, from Amazon, from iTunes, from Bandcamp, or wherever finer music is sold. I will not be on 88.3 next week. We will only be on Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. So check out the website or social media. We'll tell you all about that. Next week on 88.3, it's Anatomy of the Ear. We hope you will stay tuned for that. Stay tuned, in fact, because Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is coming up next here on 88.3 WYRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 3 o'clock.
The church in the dell, no memory so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org, also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Johnny Arthy in the orchestra on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with There Is a Mountain, an old Donovan tune. Before that, we started the show off with Lex de Azevedo and California Girls. How are you? I'm Eric O'Brien. Yes, I can talk most of the time. And it's good to be with you for another week of SRE here on whatever station you're listening to us on, whether it's Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, or even WRCT in Pittsburgh. We're glad to have you with us. Now it is time for the holidays of the day that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but you're going to celebrate them because they're there to be celebrated, and you might as well, because why not? And beginning with Friday, November 7th, is Love Your Lawyer Day. Yes, that's a lighthearted day to appreciate the lawyers in your life, whether for legal help or moral support. Yeah, it's also International Merlot Day, or Merlot, if you're not paying attention. Celebrate one of the classic red wines, pour a glass of Merlot, and savor the moment with your lawyer. It's also Fountain Pen Day, so you can get your lawyer a fountain pen, a dedicated day for the lovers of ink and elegant writing instruments. Ink flows and ideas emerge. So there you go. November 8th is National STEM or STEAM Day, a day to encourage learning and love of science, technology, engineering, art, and math in classrooms and beyond. So wherever you are, you can learn something new, right? It's also National Cappuccino Day, a fun food and drink observance to treat yourself to that perfect foamy espresso-based drink. But it's also National Dunce Day. Yeah, where you can poke fun at silly mistakes or perhaps remember a reminder not to take yourself too seriously. I said that okay, right? Yeah, you got my drift, right? Hey, moving on to November 9th. Go to an art museum day that encourages a visit to a museum or gallery to enjoy and reflect on the art and creativity that surrounds you. It is also National Fried Chicken Sandwich Day. Food celebration, of course, for one of America's favorite sandwiches. November 10th is International Accounting Day to acknowledge the accountants and who crunch the numbers and keep the businesses and governments running, if they ran. National Civic Pride Day, you can celebrate your community involvement, public service, and local pride. It's also Vanilla Cupcake Day. That's for those of you who like vanilla cupcakes. November 11th, of course, is Veterans Day, thanking all the military veterans for their service. It's also National Sunday Day. That's Sundae, the dessert. So put some ice cream in a dish and cover it up with all kinds of stuff. It's also Origami Day, so you can observe the art of paper folding and fine detail work. November 12th is National Chicken Soup for the Soul Day, a comforting day to slow down, reflect, and enjoy soulful healing, maybe with a bowl of soup. Makes sense. It's also National French Dip Day, the sandwich with the roast beef that you dip into the au jus sauce, or whatever, broth, whatever. It's also Happy Hour Day. So you can have your French dip and your chicken soup at the bar. Yeah, just enjoy. And finally, November 13th is Sadie Hawkins Day, a playful day for traditional roles get flipped, especially in dating and social fun. So if you're typically the man who asks the woman on a date, a woman can ask you, and vice and so on and so forth. It's also World Kindness Day, a global but celebrated in the U.S. day to encourage random acts of kindness and community empathy. Nobody has that. And finally, National Bread Pudding Day, a dessert day delighting fans of bread pudding to treat themselves. You know, whoever writes this is master of the obvious, but those are the holidays that you didn't know you needed to celebrate that you might as well celebrate because they're there to be celebrated, even if they define themselves with their own words. Here's Tommy Garrett and The Sound of Music on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
relaxing and easy.
Thank you.
Relaxing and Easy with Ronnie Aldridge and his two pianos and the London Festival Orchestra with Song Sung Blue, a Neil Diamond tune. Sven Lebeck before that and All My Loving. Sid Dale with Whenever I Call You Friend and Tommy Snuff Garrett with the 50 pianos and the Sound of Music. I would love to be in a room full of 50 in-tune pianos at one time just to hear what it sounded like. Anyhow, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, and here we have Ray Conniff and the crew with a little medley of emotion and How Deep Is Your Love on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
No.
our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Richard and Karen Carpenter on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. They were otherwise known as the Carpenters because that was their name. And that's you. Frank Jaxfield before that with the Mary Tyler Moore theme, Love Is All Around. Not You're Gonna Make It After All. That's not the title. Percy Faith with Something, and Ray Conniff and a medley of Emotion and How Deep Is Your Love. I'm Eric O'Brien and Dateline Kiev. Dogs roaming the Chernobyl exclusion zone in Ukraine have been turning noticeably blue, and scientists are puzzled. The animal's fur appeared to take in a bluish tint, prompting an investigation by the Clean Futures Fund and other groups into possible chemical exposure. While no definitive cause has yet been identified, preliminary sampling found elevated levels of pigments and metal traces. Local wildlife officials say the phenomenon may be widespread among feral dogs in the zone. The blue fur doesn't appear to harm the animals, at least not visibly, but experts say the strange change merits closer monitoring. One volunteer quipped that the dogs now look like ghosts dressed in denim. Dateline Mississippi and Florida. A dog named Penny was reunited with her family in Florida after being missing for 5 years. And after traveling some 520 miles from her original home. Family members said they recognized her by a distinctive scar and microchip. The pup apparently ended up in Mississippi, where a rescue organization picked her up and began tracing the chip. When Penny's owners were found and notified, they were astonished to hear that their long-lost friend was alive and well. Penny reportedly wagged her tail furiously upon meeting her family again. The reunion also sparked a wave of social media shares from delighted dog rescue groups. And finally this hour, a man from Ohio forgot he had a winning lottery ticket at home, but turned around and won another $500,000 anyway. After leaving his original scratch-off in his house and not claiming it, he went back and by chance bought a second ticket in the same game, which won $500,000. He described the moment as unreal and said he almost didn't bother checking the second ticket. Lottery officials confirmed both tickets were valid entries, and he now has claimed the prize. The ticket-forgetting incident has become a neighborhood legend in his city. Yeah, I wouldn't let that one go either if I were them. But you gotta pay to play, so do it. Here's Floyd Kramer on SRE. Tongue Twister. Thank you.
relaxing and easy.
listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy. That's Pat Valentino and Orinoco Flow. That was done by Enya in the early 90s, I believe. Maybe late 80s even. Manzanilla before that with I Just Can't Help Believing. Lex de Azevedo with Call Me. John Fox, Let Me Love You Tonight. The Baja Marimba Band was in there with Flying High. And Floyd Kramer with I'm a Believer. I'm a believer of smooth, relaxing, and easy music here on Tube City Online Radio, WRCT in Pittsburgh, or Vulcan Sound Radio, depending on where you are and what time you get to listen. So there you go. Getting right back to it, though, here is Paul Marriott and One-on-One. It's smooth. Relaxing and easy. Mancini takes us up to the top of the hour on the Silver Streak. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?